I eased my nose towards the top of the cage and began studying the little door. There was this little door on the top, don't you see, and it was equipped with a kind of latching device that would be no problem at all. I mean, any dog with a strong nose would have no problem easing the latch. I heard a sound off to my left, near the yard gate. I whirled around and listened. A voice came floating through the still night air. "Hank, what are you doing in the yard?" The air hissed out of my body. It was Drover. I crept over to the fence. "You're supposed to be in your room suffering." "Yeah, but I got bored. And I just wondered, you're not thinking of doing what I think you're thinking of doing, are you?" I cut my eyes from side to side. "I guess that depends on what you're thinking, Drover, but the short answer is no. I'm on duty, guarding the dinners, the chickens, Alfred's chickens." "Oh, good. There for a minute I was afraid. You wouldn't eat his chickens, would you?"
"Drover, I'm shocked and aslurpished. Astonished that you would even ask such a question."
"Yeah, but what's the answer?"
"The answer is go back to bed and stop worrying. I gave you my lecture on temptation, didn't I?"
"Yeah, but..."
"Well, nothing more needs to be said. We must be aware of temptation at all times and guard ourselves against..."
"I've got everything under control, Drover."
"Well, okay. I guess I'll shuffle off to bed."
"Great. Sweet dreams."
By the time his footsteps had vanished in the darkness, my whole body was quivering with anticipation. I rushed back to the cage and... found myself staring in the face of a cat. It was Pete. He was sitting on top of the cage and had just opened the door and was about to reach his paw inside. He grinned and fluttered his eyes.
"Hello, Hanky. I was watching you. I saw everything."
For a moment, I was too shocked to squeak. "Speak. You saw nothing, kitty, because there was nothing to see. I'm guarding these dinners, chickens. I'm guarding Alfred's chickies, you little sneak. And maybe you'd like to explain why your paw is inside the cage."
He stared at me with hooded eyes.
"You know what I'm doing, Hanky. I just beat you to it."
"Lies, Pete, lies. I don't know what you're talking about."
"Sure you do. What would you say about a 50-50 split? Half for you and half for me. I mean, I'm almost inside the cage and you're not even close."
"Pete, I'm shocked that you'd even..." 50-50, huh?
My mind was racing.
"Well, I guess we might..." "Wait a second, hold everything. How can you split five chickens into two equal parts?"
Pete let out a gasp.
"Why, I hadn't thought of that, Hanky. You're better at math than I thought."
"Right, and don't you ever forget it either."
"Well..."
A cunning look passed over his face.
"I guess one of us will get two and the other will get three."
"Now you're talking, pal. I'll get the three I deserve and you'll take two."
His smile faded, and I noticed that the tip of his tail was twitching back and forth.
"No, no, Hanky, that won't work."
"Hey, Pete, I was here first."
"Yes, but I'm the one who's small enough to slip inside the cage. You're too..."
He fluttered his eyes.
"Fat. Too fat, too bad. I tried to make a deal, Hanky."
And with that, he... You won't believe this.